الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. After the break, it will be appropriate to discuss this matter in continuation of the book, Aqidat Ahli Sunnati Wal Jama'ah. الشيخ سيد رحمه الله: ونؤمن بأن الله يتكلم بما شاء متى شاء كيف شاء، ونؤمن بأن الله يتكلم متى شاء أو يتكلم بما شاء متى شاء كيف شاء، ونؤمن بأن الله يتكلم بما شاء متى شاء كيف شاء. The Sheikh said, we also believe. Who are the we here? The Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the people of the Sunnah and following the companions. It says, wa nu'minu bi Allah. We also believe that certainly Allah yatakallamu bima sha'a. He speaks as he will. That is, he says what he will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what he will. Mata sha'a, whenever he will. Kaifa sha'a, and in the manner that he will. Wa nu'minu bi anna Allah yatakallamu bima sha'a. We believe that Allah says whatever he will. Allah speaks as he will. Mata sha'a, at the time that he will. Wa kayfa sha'a, and in the manner that he will. You would ask, why does this need to be a matter of faith? We have two reasons. The first is that Allah tells us that regarding himself. So it behoves us to believe him. Allah told us regarding himself that he speaks. He says what he likes, when he likes, and how he likes. So we accept, we believe. So this is the first reason why we discuss this matter, to affirm belief in it. The second reason why matters like this are discussed is because there are those who claim belief in Allah. They claim belief in the Quran, but they don't believe that Allah speaks. They don't believe that Allah speaks. And if those among them who believe that he speaks, they believe that his speech, this his speech, is from amongst the things that he will create. Others say, no, he only spoke sometimes, he will not speak again. So you see, behold us to affirm belief in him, and reject in other than what the verses of the Quran imply and say. Don't forget, as we have repeatedly said, the matter of Al-Asma wa Sifat, we behave like who? Al-Jews, old woman. Wherever the text takes us, that is where we go to. So we nu'minu bi anna Allah yatakallamu bima shaa. We believe that Allah says whatever He will, mata shaa, whenever He will, wa kayfa shaa, kayfa shaa, and in the manner that He will. The first verse the Sheikh introduced to us to affirm this is a statement of Allah that wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. Wa kallama Allah Musa taklima. Allah says wa kallama Allah, and Allah spoke to Musa. Kallama Allah Musa. Allah spoke to Musa. If He said wa kallama Allah Musa, the sentence is complete. Allah spoke to Musa. But Allah is Al-Alim Al-Khabir Al-Hakim. He is Alim, He knows all things. He is Khabir, He is well aware of all things. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew some people will come tomorrow and say, no, that kallama Allah Musa, one of them. He said kallama Allah Musa means jarahahu. Allah pierced Musa, taklima, with wisdom. It does not mean that He spoke to Musa. This wa kallama Allah, Allah injected wisdom into Musa. He did not say inject. Allah did not say inject. What did He say? Speak. But the fact is that the word kallama may be used to indicate that. If you say kallamahu, He pierced, to pierce somebody with something. That word may take that meaning. So you say, does this mean that Allah pierced Musa with wisdom? The final knock away for that view is that He said taklima. Kallama Allah Musa. Taklima. That taklima makes us understand that it is speech. Kalam. Kallam Allah Musa. Those of us who have done some nah. Taklim is masdar of kallama. Kallama yukallimu taklima. Fa'ala yufa'ilu taf'ila. Kallam Allah Musa. And there is something they call mafhumul mafhulul mutlaq. Cool. It does one of two things, depending on how it comes. If you say, ضَرَبَ زَيْدٌ أَخَاهُ ضَرْبًا. Zayd flogged his brother, ضَرَبَ ضَرْبًا. You don't mean any other than actual beating. Darban here, yes, maful mutlaq. But the job that it is doing, that it is affirming that it is an actual beating. Daraba zaydun akhahu darban. If you like, put shadida. But darban means daraba darban. He beat, but he wants you to understand that that beating is actually a beating that you know of beating. So when Allah says, Kallama Allah Musa taklima, what does He want us to understand? That speech is what? Real speech, true and actual speech. Otherwise, kallama Allahu Musa is sufficient that Allah spoke to Musa. But he said taklima, so that nobody will come back tomorrow as people have come now and say that, oh no, it was an injection of wisdom into Musa. No. Kallama Allahu Musa taklima. Allah spoke to Musa truly and actually as in speaking. You know, sometimes somebody says and say, as in what? You want further clarity. So when it says kallama Allahu Musa, that taklima is the clarification. That the speech of Allah to Musa, the kallama, refers to speech. It does not refer to imbuing him with what? Wisdom. So kallama Allahu Musa taklima. Allah spoke to Musa as speech is made. There is another group of Muslims who twist this verse. You know, Musa, fi mahalli raf' is Musa. Musa, fi mahalli nasr is Musa. Musa, fi mahalli jar is Musa. Because it is from the names that does not accept a change of their end word. Let's put it like that. So you will say, Daraba Musa Zaidan. Musa beat Zaid. Ra'aytu Musa. I saw Marabtu be Musa. I passed by Musa. So Musa in every situation, whether it's in the sense of being the doer, whether it is in the sense of the object, whether it is attached with a preposition, Musa it was moved. So they turn the verse. They say, Kallama Allahu Musa is Kallama Allaha Musa. That is, Musa spoke to Allah. One of the ulama amongst the Mu'tazila, those who give value to intellect over text. He said this to one of the scholars. That one said, Hop, I give you. If you say Kallama Allah, you know at those times there is no Fatiha and Kasra. So Kallama Allah, he says Kallama Allah, who read it to you like that? He said, no, that is the correct. Okay, I give you. That is why Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen followed it with another verse. That will further make us understand that it is Kallama Allahu Musa and not Kallama Allaha Musa. It was not that Musa spoke to Allah. This verse is not indicating that. The verse said Kallama Allahu Musa, but they twist it. What further makes us understand, apart from taklima, that it is through an actual speech, Allah said in the Quran, وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. Allah says, وَلَمَّا, and at the time when جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا, Musa came to our miqat. Miqat can mean two things. It can be zamani and it can be what? Makani. So when Musa came to the appointed place and time, the time we said, come at social time, Musa came. Come to social place, Musa came. Ja'a Musa limiqati. When Musa came to the agreed place at the time, wa kallamahu rabbuhu, and his Lord spoke to him. So what is the verse? Is it kallama Allahu or kallama Allah? Kallama Allah. Because he said, wa kallamahu rabbuhu, and his Lord spoke to him. So we know then that it was kallama Allahu Musa and not kallama Allah Musa. You see now that somebody needs to be from Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah. Otherwise, you'll be lining up behind people who twist the Quran to mean whatever they want. to Musa, Allah spoke to Musa. The point of benefit from this is that كلم الله موسى. Allah speaks from amongst those he spoke to was who? Musa. Allah speaks. Before Musa, he spoke to Adam. قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم. Before he created Adam, he spoke to the Malaika. وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ. So, Allah speaks what he likes. He says what he wants. And at the time that he likes, before he created Musa, before Musa was born, he spoke to Adam at a time. And he spoke what he wanted to Adam, to Adam. He spoke what he wanted to Malaika, to Malaika. And at the time of Musa, he said what he wanted to Musa, to who? To Musa. So this is what establishes what the Imam says. وَنُؤْمِنْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَتَكَلَّمُ. We believe that Allah speaks بِمَا شَاءَ. He says what he likes. مَتَى شَاءَ. At the time that he likes. وَكَيْفَ شَاءَ. And in the manner that he likes. Allah says what he likes. He speaks. Allah speaks. And ikhwa, speaking is from the attributes of perfection. Speaking, speech, it's from the attributes of perfection. One of the areas where human beings are superior to other animals is what? It's from the aspect of what? It's from the aspect of what? Speech. When Arabs refer to lower animals as bahima, what do they mean by that? Animals that cannot speak. That's what they mean. The animals, they can't speak. So they are referred to as bahima. They can't speak. They lack, they can't speak. They don't talk. And that was why When Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam, he broke the idols that his parents were worshipping. There is a very good narration of that incident in Surah As-Saffat. How did it start? وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمَ. From شِيَعَتِهِ. From among those who were upon what Nuh was upon was who? Ibrahim. إِذْ جَاءَ رَبَّهُ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَاذَا تَعْبُدُونَ أَئِفْكًا آلِهَةً دُونَ اللَّهِ تُرِيدُونَ فَمَا ظَنُّكُمْ بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ فَنَظَرَ نَظْرَةً فِي النُّجُومِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي سَقِيمٌ. The point was, when his people were gathering to go for the celebration at the outskirts, he told them, "Inni sakim, I'm weak, I don't think I can go with you." Two verses after that, Allah said, "Faraga ila alihatihim." Faraga ila alihatihim. Ibrahim returned to their God. Faqala ala ta'kulun. You know, when they went for the festival, they left food for their idols. Ibrahim was looking at the food and talking to the idols. Ala ta'kulun, say he down. Will you not eat? Idols, do they hear? He was doing that in disgrace of those idols. Oh yeah, along. Say it down here, you're long, almighty. Look at it. It was creatures that produced food for their Allah ta'akulu. Will you not eat? Allah says, Faraga ila alihatim faqala la ta'akulu. Ibrahim then says, Ma lakum la tantiku. What is wrong with you? Hey, let me tell you, Torani. Ibrahim was asking the idol, don't you have mouth to talk? Malakum, what is wrong with you? La tantiku, why don't you speak? So Ibrahim knew to alayhi salatu wa salam that those idols cannot speak. So if these things are God, they must be able to speak. He said, Malakum la tantiku. Why can't you speak? And alayhi salatu wa salam Ibrahim, Allah said, Fa daraba alayhim darban bil yamin. What did Ibrahim do? He gave it a slap with the right hand. He slapped the idol. He forced the fire, eat food. The idol didn't say anything. You didn't eat food. You don't have mouth to answer me. The idol didn't say anything. Fa daraba. So he took his hand and he gave it a slap. Perhaps it was after that incident. Okay, I will show you. He went and picked an axe. What Ibrahim is proving to us here is that it is from the attribute of deficiency not to be able to talk. A God that cannot talk. That was why when he picked the axe and asked there, the smaller one, as in Ambia, he now dropped the axe on the bigger one. So when they came to him, in Kanu Yatuku, they asked him, Man fa'ala hada bi alihatina. Who did this to our God? He prayed, Fas'aluhum, ask them in Kanu Yatuku, if they can talk, let the God answer by himself. You know, he had already dealt with them one after the other. Later on. So when they came, they were asking, who did it? Ask your God. Let your God tell you. Meaning, the one that cannot speak cannot be a God. The one that cannot speak cannot be God. So speech is from the attribute of perfection. Okay. In the time of Pharaoh, after Allah destroyed him, Banu Israel left, they came to the wilderness. So they made a calf. This calf, if it opened its mouth, fire came out of its mouth. Lahu huwa. Fire would ooze out of its mouth. So they started to worship it. Harun prohibited them, they refused. Allah mentioned it in Araf. He mentioned that in Al-Qasr and parts of Toha. He stopped them, they refused. So they carried on. What did Allah say regarding that idol? Alam tarau annahu la yarji'u ilayhi qawla wa la yamliku lahum dharran wa la naf'a. Allah says, do they not see this God, this calf that they are worshiping? La yarji'u ilayhi qawla. It cannot reply them. What kind of God is this? Cannot reply his people. Wa la yamliku lahum dharran wala naf'a. It cannot protect them from an evil. Likewise, it cannot bring good to them. They are even better than the God. If somebody wants to attack them, they can defend themselves. This idol cannot defend itself. Not only that, they can talk. The idol cannot meaning that the one that cannot speak is not suitable for a God. These are inability to speak is from the attributes of imperfection. So those people who ascribe themselves to Islam, and yet they say that Allah does not speak. Allah does not speak. They are attributing imperfection to who? To Allah. Meanwhile, there are verses of the Quran, many, wherein Allah says, I say. The entirety of the Quran itself is from what? The speech of Allah. So, this is what this Shaykh seeks to affirm. He seeks to affirm the attribute of speech regarding who? Allah. But as we have been saying, we have to go through two things again. The first one is that we cannot call Allah Al-Mutakallim Kallama Yukallimu. We cannot refer to Allah as Mutakallim, the speaker. Why? Why can't we call Allah Mutakallim? Al-Mutakallim. Didn't he say it is? So why can't we call him Al-Mutakallim? He did not call himself Mutakallim. So if tomorrow, because people are busy now on Google, somebody Google telling them, they say, oh, Mutakallim. He say, oh, I can put Abdul there, it will be sweet. If I say Abdul Mutakallim, come here. We did not call himself Mutakallim. He said, remove, stop that. Don't call Allah a name that he did not call himself. So Allah is not Al-Mutakallim. It is like we said, the aspects of the fact are wider than the aspect of what? Asma. So why he speaks? He did not call himself Mutakallim. First point. The second point, we go to the Qawaid, the basic rules that Al-Imam Al-Muzani had taught us. He says, وَنَعْتُهُ وَصِفَاتُهُ كَامِلًا. So Allah's speech is perfect. غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقًا. Allah's speech, his attribute is غَيْرُ مَخْلُوقًا. It is. Allah's speech is also what? دَائِمًا. Everlasting. Allah speaking is also what? Azaliyat. He has always ever been able to speak. وَلَيْسَتْ بِمُحْدَثَةً. It is not a newly created thing to say, oh, Allah can now begin to speak. He has always ever been someone with the attribute of what? Speech. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. I hope these points are clear. Another verse the Shaykh mentioned in the book. He says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ وَقَرَّبِنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. Allah says, نَادَيْنَاهُ. We call Musa. Nida is used with regard to somebody who is what? Who is far away. So you can say, Ya Musa, we call Musa. Come. It says, نَادَيْنَاهُ مِنْ جَانِبِ الطُّورِ الْأَيْمَنِ. And that occurred on the right side of the Mount Tur. One were younger than this. There's an old man. He used to call this Mount Tur, you say Jabali Toro. Mount Tur. Allah mentioned it in the Quran. It has a surah. What is it? Surah Tur, Watur. It means it is a mountain revered before Allah. So Allah says, he called Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, وَقَرَّبِنَاهُ نَجِيًّا. We drew him close. We had munaja from far. You are talking to somebody from far. Hey, sister, you from far. But munaja, the person is what? Near you. So Allah speaks what he likes, when he likes, how he likes. And it is something that Musa heard, alayhi salam. Adam heard. The malaika, they heard. So Allah speaks subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if you now ask, how does he speak? We say we don't know. All we know that he says he speaks. He speaks it here. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he speaks as he likes. He can speak Larabawa, he can speak English, he can speak any language to any person that he wants. As all of these texts have indicated, Allah speaks what he wants. He says what he wants. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his speech is not restricted. He speaks sometimes. After some time, he can't speak again. This is not Allah. He is ever able to speak subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he has always ever been able to speak. His ability to speak or his attribute of speech is ever what? Ageless and and everlasting. The Sheikh went on to say, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّهُ, we also believe that Allah, certainly, لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي, لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ, if the entirety of the ocean, مِدَادًا is what? مِدَادًا, ink, something with which we write, the fluid with which we write, the entirety of the ocean. They say there are 6 or 7 hadiths. How many are there? Okay. Add the seas to them. Add the rivers to them. All of these, they become ink. What we want to write to this, Kalimatu Rabbi, we want to write the words of Allah. La nafid al-bahru. The entirety of these, this our ink, which is an entirety of ocean, it will become exhausted. It says, قَبِلَ أَن تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, before the words of Allah finish, the entirety of the oceans have finished. And in continuation, it says, وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا, even if you bring multiples of the kinds of oceans, multiples, نَفِدَ الْبَحْرِ, نَفِدَ, the entirety of the oceans will go to oblivion. They will end before Allah's speech ends. That means Allah can continue to speak. In another verse in Luqman, it says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, if مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ, the entirety of what is on the surface of the earth, مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَكْلَامٍ, if all of the trees on the earth form the pen, you know, pens used to be made with leaves, so all the trees on the earth, in the U.S. that the forest they call the Amazon, how is that forest? Huge, wide, wide and wild, a lot of trees. I think it's in the marshy area. It's lost trees. To gather all the trees, make them pens, or make them all into a single pen. He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is possible, why would it is not possible for us to do that? But if it were possible, make them pens, wal bahru, and the entirety of the ocean are now ink, يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ, after all the ocean, gather another 7 again, add them to it. Allah said, مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ, the work of Allah will not finish. It says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. We've always been asking the connection between the end of verses with the verses. Don't forget it. Allah will place you one day to explain the Quran. Don't forget this point. The verses always connect. If you go to the book of Tafsir, ulama will explain it. But somebody like Sheikh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, he paid a lot of attention to things like this. Likewise, al-Imam al-Shinkitu in Adwa al-Bayat. They will always connect the verses, the beginning to the end. Always connect them. So here Allah says, Inna Allah Azeez. Allah is supreme, Allah is noble, free from imperfection of inability to speak. Because inability to speak is imperfection. Allah is too noble for that. He's too sublime for that. He's too far away from imperfection, from not being able to speak. And then he says, Hakim, Allah is wise, subhanahu. Is wise, Hakim. So, in these verses, Allah ascribes the attribute of what? Speech to himself. So that is what the head of what the Imam said. He said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَتَكَلَّمُ بِمَا شَاءَ مَتَى شَاءَ وَمَنَا وَكَيْفَ شَاءَ. Allah speaks, He says what He will, when He will, and how He will. The how of how He speaks is known to Him just like the rest of His attributes. So if you say, okay, even on the day of Qiyamah, He's already telling us, I will say this, I will say that. So His speech has not ended, and it will not end. Because it is still for truth, it's an attribute that is always ever with Him. Like the rest of His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are da'imah, and they are what? Azaliyah. Ever with Him, everlastingly. They are ever with Him, agelessly. This is regarding, generally speaking, the attribute of speech. Then, this speech, it has attributes. It says, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّ كَلِمَاتِهِ. We believe that Allah's speech, Allah's word, أَتَمُّ الْكَلِمَاتِ. They are the most perfect, most complete speech. Allah's speech is the most perfect speech. صِدْقًا فِي الْأَخْبَارِ. In terms of the truth you find in its narration, khabar, akhbar. So when Allah told us the story of Yusuf, you find truth in this akhbar. When He told us the story of Musa, you find truth in the entirety of this khabar. Because it is from deficiency in speech that somebody is making a narrative and he is lying. Imperfection. Lies. There are no lies in Allah's narration. Some young children heard the story of Musa from the Quran. So somebody said to them, no, they should watch Moses, you know, the film of Moses. They were reluctant. Somehow, they kept watching it. When I asked them, what did you find? They said, those people are liars. I said, why? They started mentioning the differences between those narratives and the things that were established inside the Quran. They said, the Quran said this, but the film said that. The Quran said this, but the film said that. Why? Because the words of Allah, they are what? Atammu Siddqan Fil Akhbar. The words of Allah are the most perfect in the truity. Perfectly true. Totally true in the report that it gave. It also gave other attributes of Allah's speech. It says, Wa'adlan Fil Ahkam. Likewise, Allah's speech, they are the most fair, most just in terms of the ruling. So in his speech, you will see akhbar, narration. And the story of Noah, truth, all the stories that Allah told us in the Quran, absolute truth. In the rulings of the Quran, absolute justice and what? Fairness. So when Allah wrote in the Quran, I'll give this report, it's a common disease. Especially amongst women. When he says, thank you, Huma, Toba, Lakum, Minan, it becomes a problem to women. This thing, Allah, that is the most fair thing. Women begin to accuse the other, are you sure you are fair? Are you kind? But the ruling of Allah is fair. It is just. So let us be careful. We really need to go back to these things. It will help us to respect Allah more. And place to ma qadarullahi haqqa qadri. People do not appropriately place their Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala and take His word. So Allah, the Prophet, the Imam said, وَنُؤْمِنُ بِأَنَّ كَلِمَاتِهِ. We also believe that Allah's speech, Allah's word, أَتَمُّ كَلِمَاتِ. They are the most perfect words. صِدْقًا فِي الْأَخْبَارِ, in terms of the truth of the report, وَعَدْلًا فِي الْأَحْكَامِ, in terms of the justice and fairness in its ruling, وَحُسْنًا فِي الْحَدِيثِ, and in terms of the niceness and the goodness in the speech. Allah will not speak fashion. He will be saying to kind of words. Say, in the best of manner. There are verses the Shaykh mentioned to our family, but we will not be able to go further because of the time that we have. And I hope that this few that we have read from this book, this few, very few, we have not even been able to finish Al-Iman Billah. And we have Al-Iman Bil Malaika. We have Al-Iman Bil Kutub. We have Al-Iman Bil Rusul. We have Bil Yawm Al-Akhir. And then we have Al-Iman Bil Qadr. Even one of the six, we have not been able to finish it. But if just these two, three pages, four pages, we have read from this book, Allah makes us understand, then I think that is sufficient for me and for you. The evening light, asking Allah to bless it for us. We ask Allah to bless what is teaches us. Allahumma alimna ma yansawna, wa anfa'na bima allamtana, wa zidna ilma. Allahumma qsim lana min khasyatika ma tahul bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. ومن خشيتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن طاعتك ما تهون ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا اللهم متعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما بقيتنا واجعلها الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا اكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا الى النار مصيرنا واجعل الجنه هي دارنا برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. إن جزاكم الله خيرا جزاكم الله خيرا our God, Abu Nasser, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you with the best of this dunya and the year of Islam for sharing your time and also sharing your knowledge with everyone of us. May Allah continue to increase you in knowledge and comfort. Inshallah, without wasting time, we now listen to the closing remarks by our brother Lee Kamu.